Time to take us south of the border, folks. South San Francisco, that's right. South City, and bring in my buddy Hector Martinez, of course, the former manager Roberto Duran, himself a two-time amateur Golden Glove champion. Mr. Martinez, fine night of boxing last night, no doubt about that. Let's talk about Gervonta Davis, the tank. He was in trouble early on, or he was losing early on. Was he ever in trouble?
Well, he was in trouble a little later in the fight, but at the beginning, he was just getting outboxed, and I got to hand it to Barrios. They had a good game plan as far as just being straight up, good posture, and just boxing him, keeping him on the outside, keeping Davis going a little backwards where he's not too good fighting backwards. Mm-hmm. And he had to weather the storm. It took him a lot of rounds to where maybe he got Barrios a little tired, and then he started coming on him and making Barrios pay for the mistakes. But as you've seen during the fight, Mayweather was even under pressure, okay? They were all panicking. So, you know, this was that kind of fight where the fighter had to go for it, all right? Because it wasn't going to come to him. He had to go for it. And that's exactly what he did.
You brought up Floyd Mayweather. Is this Mayweather's crown jewel, Gervonta Davis?
Definitely. It looks that way, don't it? When do you see a promoter in a corner of a fighter?
Babysitting him.
Yes.
I mean, because he made sure he got him out of jail with that little issue he had, of course, with the hit and run, that kind of good stuff. I think that sort of went bye-bye. But the bottom line is Davis was a winner tonight, a TKO winner, a KO winner in 11 rounds. The young man, Barrios, came to fight. Virgil Hunter got him in good shape, but
At
the end of the night, man, it still boils down to the power and the pop of Tank Davis, huh?
Yes, it did. He landed a good body shot. I do have to say this. I wasn't too sure about it, but my gut feeling was, and you know how I feel about this, and I know you're against this, but I thought that they stopped it prematurely. When they interviewed the fighter, he felt the same way.
You know, I will say, but
because he took a lot of hard shots even during the fight, and he was coming back.
Yeah, but, you know,
and the fight was close enough to where on the scorecards, you might even have had Barrios ahead still.
You know, you're making a good case for a little boxing conspiracy here, and I see where you're going with that, but they're not going to fight again. I mean, Mario Barrios.
No, that's fine if they don't fight again. I'm just talking on this fight here.
Okay. As far as Nakatani is concerned, of course, with Lomachenko, is he really a test? I mean, he knocked out Felix Verdejo, the guy that killed his girlfriend, but outside of beating Verdejo, what's he done?
Well, he gave Teofimo a tough fight.
That's true. He did give Teofimo a tough fight. Speaking of Teofimo, he goes through like a year and not getting any COVID. He's a good boy the whole nine yards. He moves his training camp to like the middle of nowhere, and then 4 days before the fight, he tests positive for COVID. Talk about bad luck.
I guess so. COVID is sneakier than all these guys put together.
Okay, let's talk about Manny Pacquiao and Errol Spence. Of course, that's going to go down in August. Now, Manny's being sued by a promoter by the name of Paradigm, and they represented Conor McGregor at one point in time. They said that Manny has signed a contract to fight Mikey Garcia. That means they're going to get some money at some point in time. They're trying to stop the fight. It won't be stopped. But Errol Spence and Manny Pacquiao, size-wise and age-wise, it looks like a mismatch.
Yes, but not marketing-wise.
Marketing-wise,
that's what made the fight. And at this point, you know, Errol Spence wants to claim he's the best fighter, but instead he chooses to fight the oldest fighter. So, sorry. Just have to tell it like it is. All right.
Okay.
If you're the best fighter, you don't need to fight a guy all the way from the Philippines when you have a guy real close to you by the name of Terrence Crawford.
So Mr. Crawford, and of course, Omaha, Nebraska, the former lightweight champion, former junior welterweight champion, now the welterweight title holder with the WBO. He and Spence, can you believe they were knick-knacking back and forth over a lousy 10%? In other words, one guy wanted 60, the other guy wanted 60. They wouldn't settle at 50-50. I mean, is it that big of a fight that they need to make it happen, or they can go other ways and make money?
Well, sometimes when you know that you're risking too much as far as the fight itself, you want to get paid well. Especially if you're going to lose.
Okay.
So that might have been, sometimes the negotiations I should say it this way. Sometimes you want the negotiations to fail because it's really a fight you didn't want.
Okay, good point.
And that's what I think Spence did.
Okay.
They don't want Crawford.
I don't get a chance to talk to you too often on the radio, but I will hear and I'll push this on you. I'm of the opinion that what happens in these UFC fights is going to cause such tremendous residual damage down the road that a lot of these guys can walk around like retarded in 5 or 10 years. Am I right, or am I just going overboard? Am I being too cautious?
Well, I think we've had UFC around longer than 10 years to where we'd be able to notice that by now. But I know it would, without a doubt, it is a brutal sport, but you know, it is loved by the fans. So I don't think it's going anywhere.
Okay, why can't you call your boy Dana White on the phone? Because I know you got his number. Why can't you call him and tell him to pay his guys, man? I mean, he pimps those guys off like they were hoes.
I'm sorry, I can't call Dana. I don't have his number right now.
No, he has his number anymore. Okay, the World Heavyweight Championship is going to go on one more time. We'll talk about Deontay Wilder. They're going to get a third fight with Tyson Fury. And the reason why the third fight's going down is that Anthony Joshua pulled out of the Tyson Fury match because he has a contract with Sky Sports. And he has one more fight left with Sky Sports. He wants to end that contract with them and then sign with DAZN and Barry Hearn and make the big money. So that's why this fight's going to go down with Anthony Joshua and a guy named Oleg Usyk, some former cruiserweight champion. Now, Wilder and Fury. Wilder won two rounds in their 19 rounds. What makes him think he can do anything differently, or can he? Does he think he can, or is he just cashing out?
I don't know, because didn't they offer him $20 million to step aside, and he turned that down? So does he really believe, or he can't believe that Tyson Fury is just better than him?
Well,
I don't know.
It was Tyson. Wait, hold on. It was Tyson Fury's loaded gloves. Then it was Tyson. No, then it was Mark Breland drugging him, putting Valiums in his water. Then it was the suit that he carried to the ring was too heavy. I mean, this dude's had 1,001 excuses, man. In fact, he's just one of those. He's almost like he's unbelievable. He's Mr. Jive.
True. Well, now it's all up to him. Either he's going to prove us wrong, or he's going to prove himself. He's going to prove himself that he's right, or he's going to take a whooping.
Okay.
One or the other.
You've been real harsh with Ryan Garcia, and I've had some emotional issues in my life, and I think everybody's had emotional issues in their life. Why were you so negative on him?
Well, I wasn't negative on him as far as his anxiety. You know, that's something he can't control. I know he does have to take care of that, but I think he was biting more than he can chew, and maybe that got to him a little bit.
In other words, stepping up too fast?
Stepping up too fast. Maybe couldn't handle the pressure too well behind it. I really don't know.
Okay.
But I think he should sit back and take care of himself first.
Speaking of pressures, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. and the brother, I can't think of the brother's name right now, but they both lost last week. One lost to Canelo's brother. Another one lost to a former MMA fighter. Julio's had nothing but negative things to say about his kids in the papers and the magazines. That, like, blows me away. I've never seen too many fathers come out and just say, you know what, my kids are like, they don't want to train, they're bummed, blah, blah. I mean, he's like, ripped them apart.
Yeah, well, you know what? He's being honest, isn't he? There's nothing better than somebody being honest about it. At least we know that when Julio speaks, he speaks the truth, whether it's his kids or not.
140. He weighed 143 pounds for that Camacho exhibition last week. Camacho weighed 160, barely made 160, but he weighed 143 pounds. He must have done some training for that.
He sure did. And you know, Julio, at this stage of his life, he takes things serious.
Okay. Speaking of taking things seriously, a guy that you had some promotional interest in, managerial interest in, of course, the 2004 Olympic gold medalist, Mr. Andre Ward. I say he's lost all kinds of weight in the last 4, 5, 6 months. His face is real trim. He used to have two chins on the microphone. Now he's got one chin. Is he training for the Canelo comeback?
That's what I hear. And that'll be a big fight. Who could be a bigger fight for Canelo than him?
How come? All right, Rook, we've got less than a minute left. How come he never made the big money? Because he didn't go with King or Aram?
Probably. And plus, you know, he suffered a few injuries or several injuries throughout his career, which kind of shortened his career. But, you know, when you want to talk about health and safety, you know, it seems like sometimes you probably can't even tell he was a fighter.
Hmm. Interesting. No doubt about that. Speaking of fighter, I got about 20 seconds left. Roberto Duran's 70th birthday party. Did he have a blast?
Always. Birthday or not, he's always having a blast.
Hector Martinez.
God bless him.
Hector Martinez, God bless you. And, of course, say hello to your mom. You know I love her. Take good care of the entire family, man. I respect you greatly.
Thank you.
The great Hector Martinez on Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC Boxing TV. Back after the break.
Let's get out of this hot sun into a nice, cool bar.
In a few minutes, honey.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.